Good God. I don't know how in the world. I don't know how this happened, but I'm grateful for it. I don't know how this happened, but I'm grateful. I go to sleep sometimes listening to music on Spotify in my earbuds. And somehow, for some fucking reason, I wake up to my podcast playing. God, there's so much different kinds of music. I mean, there are thousands and thousands of songs on my Spotify account. It's me and my darling both listen, you know, use the same account. And somehow I wake up to, I think it was my second most recent episode on my podcast. I'm just vaguely awake. Just vaguely awake. And I'm like, excuse me, what the fuck did I just say? Me being a fucking weirdo. Yeah, I always knew I was a weirdo. What the hell was I trying to do? Like, ruin possible connections? I was like, what the fuck? I was laying there listening for a little while because I was still half asleep. And I was like, oh shit, this is nice. It's Corbin Lord Hayes. And then it was like, what? Man, I jumped out of the bed. I was like, you did not just say that. Thank goodness I'm... Ooh. I decided a couple days ago, if or when I ever do drink again, it ain't gonna be no straight hard liquor, boy. Hell no. Shin Tong was right. I can run some people off. Maybe that's why. Shin Tong. And Mothman don't want to say nothing to me no more. I wonder if they pop back in once in a while. Mothman told me that, there, honey, Shin Tong is like their Godzilla. Mothman said, I bet you win more of the arguments, though. I mean, that's sweet. That's nice. But, oh no. Oh no, 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 no. I done decided I ain't arguing with my darling ever again. Honey can just believe whatever the fuck they want to. Because they don't talk the same way that everybody else does. Other people, they'll say like one to two sentences and then like expect your reaction. Well, especially if my darling is in a mood, but pretty much especially all the fucking time, be talking and talking and talking. And it's like the whole damn thing is one sentence, but it's a run-on sentence like hell. And it ain't just about one little detail. It's this whole story, this whole picture that they paint. And I'm not supposed to jump in to correct any fucking detail. We're still learning how to communicate with each other. We're not used to somebody being willing to sit there and listen to either one of us in person for so long. Some people would say, God, my darling actually said to me the other day, they said, I think we might be a little bit nuts. What kind of a nut would I be if I didn't accept that? Or no. Wait. What kind of a nut would I be if I accepted that? What the fuck ever. Really, the whole point of this was, oh my God, how much other weird stuff have I said that I don't remember? Like hell, I want to go back through everything to find out. Oh, man. I sat straight up in that bed when I heard part of what I said, and I was like, nah. Dude, I deleted that shit. I usually try not to do that. That was some of the creepiest shit I've ever heard in my life. Oh, whoa. And it makes me think, who the fuck am I? Who am I? Saying things like that. I hope Shinsong and Mothman are doing good. I've actually wanted to just call one of them out of the blue, but I've been trying to be respectful because I figured neither one of them said a damn thing to me. For like over a month, and they've been leaving comments on my videos like almost diligently. One of the last things Shinsong said to me was, "You're running off everybody." Apparently not. When one door closes, another one opens. After they stopped saying anything to me, there are so many more people watching me now. Beings. people out there actually listening to what I have to say. And I'm assuming taking it with a grain of salt, because... Oh, yikes. Oh my God. What all have I said? Way too dangerous for me to ever be drinking just straight liquor. How much evidence do I have of that? Too much. Oh my God. Okay. Mortified. I'm fucking mortified. I'm terrified to go back and look, you know. I don't want to know some of what I said. I would like to just do better. Because I've said so much. I've said so much. I just keep rambling, man. On and off for a few months, I think. Every once in a while, I get crazy wild. My ex-wife used to call it fucking demon mode. And then my darling confirmed that. No, thank you. This Corbin Hayes, Lord Hayes, Gospon Core ain't doing that again. Oh my God. That creeps me the hell out. I do recall it always feels like I know exactly what I'm talking about. I remember that when I get in those weird states, and it really doesn't happen when I don't go too far on whatever. After deciding 2 days ago that I was going to start taking I guess that's it for this episode, but like, oh my God. Man, I'm so happy that that episode of my podcast woke me up. Even though really there's no reason it should have been playing through my earbuds. There's no reason why it should have been. I'm glad it did. Thank goodness. Thank fuck, or thank whatever the hell it is out there. I deleted that shit so fast. Golly. I walk in here and Reeling in the Years by Steely Dan on the album Can't Buy a Thrill is playing. Yep. I don't blame Shin Song or Mothman for not saying anything else to me. Cause I'm kind of starting to get the feeling that I've probably said a lot worse. And I've been saying for a while, I really don't want to go and delete anything. Cause I want people to see my journey and see where I came from, and I've just been walking around the house wide-eyed. Well, 111. It looks like a mighty big door just closed for me to realize all that. I got chills and I'm mortified. And guess what? Mortified is a song by DJ Delta 9. It was the song that got me started really making music. Well, guess what? I ran him off too. One of my favorite artists in the world. And I ran him the fuck off, dude. Pleasures of not having enough social interaction. And going wild for 14 years with a neuroscientist. I feel like I want to vomit hearing some of what I said. Today is day 3 of me not getting wild ass drunk. I'm proud of myself. I don't think I ever want to get wild ass drunk again. Some people don't like it when you use the word blessed. Well, either I got some guardian somethings watching out for me, or I'm just blessed
or I'm just lucky.